אתם עם SBS בעברית.
שלום מייקל. First of all, lots of mazal tov for not only surviving a stroke but for bouncing back so fast.
שלום עמית. Thank you for speaking to me.
So please tell us what happened.
Well, first of all, I count my blessings every day now. It just happened out of the blue, unexpected, just like a shot, like a bolt of lightning. I woke up in the morning, about 7 o'clock in the morning, just to go to the bathroom. I opened my eyes and quickly noticed that I couldn't see out of my one eye. It was just blank, black, like a curtain was over my eye. I didn't want to disturb my wife yet, so I just went to the bathroom, walked around a little bit, washed my face. Nothing helped. So I came back and I told her, I woke her up at this point. I said, I can't see out of my right eye. She said, what do you mean you can't see? I said, I cannot see anything out of my right eye. So she started to panic a little bit. I was disturbed. So I walked to the bathroom again and I started to brush my teeth while she went to the computer to see what eye hospital she can take me to straight away. It took a few minutes. She saw that there's nothing open at that time. It was a weekend. And when she came back to the bathroom, I was standing at the sink. I couldn't move. I was just stuck. I had no control over the right side of my body, and I couldn't stand. I told her, I can't walk. I did a very dramatic action that's like in the movies. I swept everything that's off from the sink and the area onto the floor because I had no control over my right side. My right arm just swept everything. And she sort of helped me get to the bed. I sat down on the bed, and she said, and in her words, she said it was like a bolt struck her, like her father was telling her, her father, deceased, who died 35 years ago, was telling her he's having a stroke. She immediately knew I was having a stroke. She called 999, the emergency operators. They told her to lift my arms, do this, do the other, what does my face look like, and all sorts of things. And they determined, too, that the symptoms I was displaying was of a stroke. They said an ambulance will be there in about 20 to 40 minutes. She was impatient, couldn't wait, said, I'm not waiting for this. I'm going to take him to hospital. Started to get dressed. By the time she finished getting dressed, it was less than 10 minutes, the ambulance arrived. That was the first thing that was absolutely brilliant. Within 10 minutes, the ambulance arrived. Everything, speed was everything. The two young ladies that were at the ambulance, two young girls, Australian they happened to be, it was just lovely. They came in, they were very, very sympathetic and professional. They decided too, they determined that I was having a stroke. They took me into the ambulance and decided to go to a specialist hospital. It's a neurology and ophthalmology hospital in Queen Square in London, where they have an emergency stroke unit. There are very, very, very few of these in England, an emergency stroke unit. The Australian girls, who are blessed every day, and my wife wants to kiss them all the time, but they decided that the right place to go is to the neurological hospital in Queen Square, which was further away. So I was then in hospital for 4 days after that, and they released me, and I had COVID in that process as well. During that, I don't know if I got it at the hospital or before the hospital, but then I was put onto the ward, into a room in the ward, and I was there for just 4 nights, which was fantastic. And because I was doing so well, they released me back home to carry on any treatment that needed to be done from home. In comparison to other stroke survivors, I think that it's like a miracle.
Wow, it's quite a story, and a lot of people are listening right now and they are thinking it can really happen to everyone, no matter if you are young or old. But more importantly, can you think of a certain lifestyle that may cause this incident? Is it something to do with your diet, health history, or did you notice anything you may have done previously that would cause it?
Well, you know, this is the 21st century. People eat for convenience, and there's quite a lot of junk and sweets around. So I was... I'm not particularly overweight. I'm also not particularly fit. But I do some sports, if you consider bowls, lawn bowls, sport of energy. The more you do of that, the better. The physical activity is key to the health. And whilst it can hit anybody, I mean, I'm relatively healthy. So if I look at myself, I'd say I was never a candidate for a stroke. But there you go. I woke up with it one day without any warning whatsoever. I stopped smoking about 5 years ago, so and I don't drink. But so I really thought that I wasn't on the eyesight of on the snipers. And so it's a very narrow alley we're going down at this age. I'm not particularly old. I'm in early 60s, so I felt I was doing everything right. But I can say also that my diet has completely changed since I've had my stroke. I don't eat half of the stuff that I was eating before, and I'm eating a whole batch of new stuff that now I'm feeding my body, whether it's protein for health or whether it's vitamins for whatever it is, just to keep the risk of it happening again. Fats in the blood is not so good, so the cholesterol control is crucial. I have high cholesterol as well, so I've been taking pills for that for a while. So maybe all these things together are a cause, but avoiding all of them, diabetes, cholesterol, and that is a key to avoiding a stroke as well. So that's my recommendation, is don't eat rubbish.
Yes, eat healthy and keep exercising. Michael Spiro, thank you so much for speaking to us, and hopefully you feel better with lots of health.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.